يعني الكلام اللي هنقوله دلوقتي ما فيهوش جديد عن اللي قاله المسيح يسوع، لأن ما فيش أعمق ولا أسرح ولا أوضح من الكلام اللي قاله المسيح النهاردة في جزء سمعناه من الموعظة على الجبل. What we heard right now was a part of the Constitution on the Mountain, or the Sermon on the Mountain, which we call the Constitution of Christianity, because our Lord taught his disciples and taught the people in three chapters, 5, 6, and 7, from the Gospel of St. Matthew, about everything we need, either on earth or in heavens. So we call it the Constitution of Christianity. What we shall say now will not be new or more than what we had heard, because it's clear, it's direct, it's sharp, and it's simple also, what the Lord Jesus Christ taught us today in the first week of the Holy Lent. واحد من الآباء اللي سمعوا هذا الكلام وعاشوا فيه ونفذوا وأخذوا بركاته، هو ده اللي نقدر نتكلم عنه ونشوف قال إيه. One of our fathers who carried out and lived these commandments and practiced it in his practical life and gained many prizes and put his treasure in heavens is our reference today. He is Saint Anthony the Great. Saint Anthony the Great, one of those who were very rich. He had 300 acres in El Fayum during the 3rd century. You can't imagine how rich he was. He inherited all this land from his father and mother, who passed away while he was young. And simply, he heard the Bible. He heard that we should not lay up for ourselves treasures on earth, but in heaven. And he sold what he had and gave to the poor and the needy, and he went simply to the desert. He lived this life for years. One day, two pagan philosophers thought to visit him, not to learn from him, but on the contrary, to dispense him or to laugh on him. And they went to him, and it was known that St. Anthony was not a high educated man. He could hardly read and write, but he read the Bible only. It was the only book, the only source of life on which he depended. And then these philosophers went to him, and he kept silent for some time. And then all of a sudden he asked them a question. He said, Which is first? Faith or mind? Faith or logic? Then they said, faith. Then he replied to them saying, if faith is first and before logic, it means that the feeling of heart and the life of faith is more and more important than depending on mind. So if you are coming to a foolish man or ignorant man, why did you come? They said, no, we are not coming to a foolish man. We are coming to a wise man. He said, if you are coming to a wise man, do as he does. Be as me. Try to imitate me. If you confess that I am a wise man, so why don't you do what I am doing now? They left him طبعاً defeated لأنهم فوجئوا بالمنطق الروحي اللي عاشوا القديس الأنبانتونيوس. Simply we say, life of faith, or let us begin like that, life of logic, life of mind, says that we have to prepare our food. We have to have a certain amount in our account to be safety in our life. This is the life of logic. But life of faith says that 5 loaves and 2 fish are enough for 5,000 men except the women and the children, and the rest is 12 baskets of fragrance. This is the life of faith. If you want to live on the life of logic, live on the life of logic and do it day by day. If you want to live on the life of faith, look at what had happened. Life of logic says that Elijah the prophet will suffer very much because there was no rain on earth for 3 years and 6 months. But life of faith says that a widow of Sirfat Saida can feed him with a small amount of flour and small amount of oil for years, for months. She and her son and Elijah the prophet. This is the life of faith. And this is the difference between life of logic and life of faith. We say that we are faithful people. We have faith enough in Jesus Christ. But when we suffer a very, very, very small suffering, when one of us يعني takes layoff from his job, it's catastrophe, and it needs liturgies, needs prayers, needs fasting, needs many things to solve this problem. This is life of logic. Unfortunately, it's not life of faith. It's life of logic. We say it simply, but this is the fact. But life of faith says that St. Paul the Hermit can live 70 years alone in the desert, fed by the bird every day with half of bread every day. Every day he was alone in the desert. He didn't see the face of anyone. How can we have the life of faith? Are we really faithful people? We say that we are faithful people, but are we are we ready? Are we truly people of faith? How much do we trouble when we face a financial problem in our life? On the other hand, how much we trouble when we face a spiritual problem in our life? We postpone it. We postpone it. We don't care. We don't get any importance. If we don't read in the Bible, tomorrow we will read. If we don't pray today, tomorrow we may pray. But if we don't have our supper, it's catastrophe. It's unbearable. It's unbearable. Where is the life of faith, my brothers and sisters in Christ? This is the lesson of today, that our Lord Jesus Christ says to us clearly, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth, rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Let your treasure be in heaven. Let your importance be in your eternal life. Don't give an importance to what you eat, what you drink, what you put on, what you dress. We will leave this food one day. We will leave this drink one day. Even this. Not this. I say these clothes one day. Whatever they are. How many cupboards you have, how many shelves you have on which you have your clothes. We will leave it one day. It's not optimistic, but this is the fact. We will leave it one day. So the lesson of today is how to depend on the Lord. How to depend on the Lord. The conclusion which the Lord Jesus Christ puts to us today, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God. Don't be in trouble if you don't have enough food, but be in trouble if you don't have in your heart a place for God. Don't be in trouble when you are thirsty, but be more in trouble when you are defeated by a sin, either by thought or by word or by deed. Seek first the kingdom of God. Don't look at this earth. We will leave all these things one day, either we want or we don't. We will leave it, either by will or by force. And this is what St. Anthony said to himself when he saw the body of his father laid on the ground, and he said, you left the earth by force. I don't want to leave the earth by force. I will leave the world willingly. You left the world by force, but I will leave the world willingly. And he did. At last they say, look at the treasure of Saint Anthony and look at the treasure of Nero. Nero, the emperor. The emperor. Look at the treasure of the emperor. What? Some bones? I doubt that the bones still existed up till now, after 18th century. I doubt. Maybe بقوا بترول ولا بقوا أي حاجة يعني. Anything. Nothing. But look at the treasure of Saint Anthony. Millions of monks all over the world. He became the father of the monks in all the world. Look at the treasure of Saint Anthony. Look at the treasure of Saint Mark. Every Christian in all Africa, starting of Alexandria and Libya, five Western cities, all Africa, all these Christians are the treasure of Saint Mark the evangelist. But where is the treasure, or where is the treasure of Diocletian, the infidel? Where? Nothing at all. He gained nothing. Please, my brothers and sisters in Christ, look at the eternal life. Look at the future. Not the near future, but the future eternally in heavens. Don't forget that we will leave all these things which we have now, or even see now. We will leave them. Either they are ours or others. But what we will take with us is the heavenly treasures. Give the poor, have treasure in heaven. Give time, transfer every moment you can from the time of earth to the time of heaven. Why? How? By praying. By getting benefit of every moment you have. Pray every time you can. Serve the people. Do good things. زي ما تقال عن المسيح أنه كان يقول يصنع خيرا ويشفي كل المتسلط عليهم إبليس. During the night he was serving, teaching, performing miracles and wonders. And during the night he was praying, watching in a vigil with the Father to teach us that this time is like a talent you have been given, and you have to perform, to transfer this time into a heavenly or eternal time. It will be part of your treasure in heaven. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة ويفتح أذهاننا إن الحاجات اللي موجودة في الأرض دي صدقني ما تسويش. هتاكل وهتشبع وبعد شوية هتجوع تاني. هتشرب وهترتوي بعد شوية هتعطش تاني. هتلبس وهتزهق من اللبس وهتقول أخد تاني. والموضة تتكرر، تبقى قصير وتبقى طويل وتبقى واسع وتبقى ضيق وتبقى أحمر وتبقى أزرق وتبقى أخضر وتتغير وتتلون كل شوية وتزهق. والآخر هتعلقهم في الدولاب، يا تديهم للسالفيشن أرمي لو كنت خير، يا إما تسيبهم كده وهنسيبهم وخلاص. ما تحطش أملك كبير في الحاجات دي. بليز، عشان خاطري بص للسماء. احنا دلوقتي داخلين على 40 يوم، قضينا أسبوع استعداد وداخلين على 40 يوم. حط أملك وحط وقتك وحط جهدك وحط عرقك وحط شقاك وحط وقتك كله لأجل هذا الهدف السامي، أن تحصل على الحياة الأبدية. وتأكد أنك إذا طلبت أولا ملكوت الله وبره كل الحاجات دي هتزاد. أما أنطونيوس عاش 105 سنة، ام بشنودة عاش 120 سنة، القديسة مريم المصرية عاشت 45 سنة في الصحراء. في الصحراء مين أكلها؟ الله أعلم مين أكلها. 45 سنة لغاية لما بقت سائحة من السائح، أعلى رتبة في الرهبنة، وهي واحدة ست. هنقول يعني بولا ولا أنطونيوس دول رجالة، إيه رأيك في الستات؟ ستات ولا ميت راجل؟ حاجة تفرح تفرح. نفسنا نرفع عينينا لفوق. أرجوك ما تنامش إلا لما تصلي، وإذا كان في صيام مارس الصوم مع أخواتك، عيش حياة الشركة المقدسة. ما تهتمش بأمور الغد، دع الغد يهتم بنفسه، يكفي اليوم شره زي ما قال المسيح النهاردة. بص بس لحياتنا الأبدية، وحياتنا الأبدية تكفل لينا حياة مستورة على الأرض، وتكفل لينا حياة سعيدة في السماء. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد، أمين.